Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Monday afternoon, we visit with Frank Cusimano, sports director at KSTK. He's with us right now. Let's start with the Mizzou Tigers. It was a great win on Saturday. Not a perfect game played by Coach Drink's team, but they got it done, and now they move to UMass and then a bye and Alabama coming to town, Frank. So that you did what you had to with South Carolina starting their star quarterback.
Yeah, I was at the game. The environment was absolutely electric. And I got to tell you, Mark, I've seen you in person, and I think Ahmad Hardy's thighs are bigger than your waist. I mean, he is freaking Earl Campbell. He is a stud. He is humble. He loves sharing the spotlight with Jamal Roberts. This guy, you know, if they play 13 games, he's basically on pace for 2,000 yards. He is special. He is elite. And, you know, you can have a day where you're not throwing the ball that well. They weren't unbelievably throwing the ball that well on Saturday night. But this ground attack is not going away, and this guy's a star in the making.
I think he's, like, way under the radar on the Heisman Trophy stuff. But is it possible? I mean, if he keeps doing this, 100-yard games each game, I think they have the stat up there. When's the last time that this happened? Four games or three games with 100-plus yards. And it wasn't, you know, a couple years ago. It was like the 1960s or something like that, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, I think, you know, the Heisman Trophy, let's face it, for the most part, has become a quarterback award. But if he has, like, back-to-back really great games and they're 6-0 after Alabama and he's sitting there, like, first in the country in rushing, Archie second right now, he's got to be on a Heisman watch list. But these next couple of games, well, particularly the Alabama game, is going to be big.
Frank, Ethan here. You know, I know there was a lot of hype about the Tigers last year going into that game against Texas A&M where they really disappointed. But I'm trying to think of a time where it feels like the hype and the excitement around the Tigers right now following this win is really high. People like how Bo Prabula's looking. People are huge fans of Ahmad Hardy, understandably. Is there a Mizzou team that this one reminds you of, or should I say a time in which the excitement was at the level that it is right now that you can remember?
No, I can't. In fact, let's go back to what Coach Drink said at the beginning of the season. This is the most talented team I've ever coached. How about what Coach Beamer of South Carolina said about Trotter, their outstanding linebacker? They paid a lot of money for him in the offseason, and that was money well spent. I mean, I'm telling you, This Eli Drinkwitz, it's one thing to be able to coach talent, but it's another to be able to identify it and then put that budget together, which he's become genius at. This guy, you know, think about this, Mark. Before they hired him, they were looking at a coach at Arkansas State, and they were going to hire a coach from Arkansas State, and then John Sunvold and the board of directors stepped in and said, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to search a little bit longer. And the board of directors led by John Sunbold insisted,
David Steelman,
let's look around,
yeah,
and they came up with drinks.
David Steelman was involved in that when he was a member of the Board of Curators. He flew out there to get him. So, yeah, that was a huge, huge role. By the way, just on a side note here, since we're talking about Mizzou, Dennis Gates' class that's shaping up for next season in basketball is crazy right now. All right, let's talk about what happened in Busch Stadium yesterday. Ethan, were you there?
I was.
Okay, so
saw Frank there.
You had a decent-sized crowd last game of the season at home. How did the Mo reception go, in your opinion, Frank?
Oh, I thought it was great. I thought it was probably about 97% pro, maybe a smattering of boos. It was great because, you know, we know Ron Burgundy from Anchorman, Stay Classy, San Diego. That's what St. Louis did yesterday. They let this guy know, who's been in the organization for 30 years, that we're not that myopic. We're not just thinking about the final couple of years. We know you've done good work. And it was cool. His son Will caught the ball. His daughter, his wife were out there. And then right after that, what a great move by Ali Marmol to put Nolan Arenado in the lineup just so he could come out and get an ovation. And Ethan, you were with me. I thought he was close to coming to tears when describing it. His family was there, too. It was really a great display of baseball love.
Certainly the most emotional that I had seen him in that sense. You know, we've seen him get emotional and fired up a lot, but you saw the soft side of Arenado there in the clubhouse. And, you know, you were asking him a lot of those questions, right, in the postgame, in the clubhouse regarding what the future looks like for him. From what I took, it looks like we've seen Nolan Arenado play his last game as a Cardinal at Busch Stadium. Is that what you took from that conversation, Frank?
Yeah, there's no way. But I say this. There's no way he's coming back, but there's going to be a whole lot of maneuvering to get somebody to take him. It's $42 million left on the contract, and I think the Cardinals owe $37 million. So, and the Cardinals don't like to pay people that don't play for them. They're going to have to in this situation. You know, it's a shame it didn't work out for him in Houston the past offseason. But, yeah, there's no way he could come back.
All right, Frank, we'll talk on Friday afternoon. Get a preview of the UMass game. Got a good football game tonight, the Ravens and the Lions. Yeah. That should be a good one.
Yeah, a couple of great games, yep.
All right, have a great week.
Thank you, Frank.
Okay, guys.
You didn't have time to talk about the Chiefs. They finally won. But not in, you know, fine fashion.
Yeah,
right?
How do you think that locker room was after the game?
You know, I don't know. You know, like Andy Reid says, the chest bump with Travis Kelce, that was a good thing because, you know, it kind of cranks up the level of competition. So I don't have a problem with that. I don't know. I don't think this is going to be a great year for the Kansas City Chiefs, and they got a tough schedule.
You wait for Rashee Rice and for Xavier Worthy to get healthy. Then I think you can start honestly evaluating that team.
Yeah, and he still has three more games, right? It was a six-game?
I believe so. Yeah, okay, yeah, so it's going to be a few weeks. They got to weather the storm.
We got Chris Klemm coming on in the 5 o'clock hour to talk about some border stuff.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.